CliffCentral.com.
Probably got kids with three other women by now, and now he has to suddenly hear that he's the subject of a 10-minute song with Taylor Swift moaning and whining and bitching about this relationship that was years ago. Get over it. Come on. People don't have real problems anymore, so they make up problems. People don't have problems. Taylor Swift doesn't have a problem in her life. This is the same chick, by the way, who wrote Shake It Off. So come on, why don't you take your own advice, Taylor? Shake it off, honey. Stop complaining. Jesus. Unbelievable. Anyway.
Leave Taylor alone.
I know. You'll leave everybody alone. It's quarter to quarter to seven. Oh, my God. Imagine that. What? We've been going for 4 hours. No, it's quarter to seven. We're going to check in with Dr. Hanan, find out what's happening, and it's going to be okay. So if you are not having the best time, and a lot of us are not, you are dealing with conflicts, you may be nervous about family coming for Christmas, there are issues with your relationship, you can email us, tell us about it. And I know a lot of people prefer to remain anonymous, but come on. You know, we get on the show here, and we share our own stories, Leanne, Bolero, and I, and we're not going to judge you. We're going to put you on with Dr. Hanan, who's like, he's the best in the business. You can't get an appointment with this man. He's so successful and so good at what he does. And we're going to give him to you for free, but you've got to come on and talk to him. We don't want to respond to an email that says anonymous at the bottom. Sometimes he's going to have questions. If you want to deal with it, if you want to deal with it, email us. Contact at cliffcentral.com. We'd like to hear from you. But I did get this email from Rachel. She said she'd like some advice. She says, I'm almost 50 years old. I have a good friend who I've known since we were both 19. Problem is, I don't get along with his wife at all.
Ooh. Oh, dear.
Okay, here we go. So let me bring Dr. Hanan in here. All right. How are you, Dr. Hanan? Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you guys?
Well, it's Monday, and I'm feeling kind of sprightly. I don't know. I hope that'll last the rest of the week and all the way to the end of the year. But this is my favorite time of the year, so I'll be fine. Do you like
people
the
holidays? People can taste.
Yeah?
People can taste the end of the year. You know, they can taste the end, Christmas and the new year and the holidays.
Right.
People are excited.
So let's go to Rachel quickly. So, all right, this is a friend. They've known each other since they were 19. She's almost 50 years old. She says, I don't get along with his wife at all. I feel like she treats him badly, so I try to avoid being around her. This hasn't been an issue, as we've mostly just seen each other alone without our respective partners. In fact, the two of us have met for lunch or coffee almost every week in the last decade or so. So this is a good friendship. Recently, she, the wife, saw a message that I sent him about how I think she treats him badly, and now she's refusing to let him see me at all. She feels that he's betraying her by still being friends with me. After what I said about her, in order to keep the peace at home, he is asking me to comply for the time being. I don't want to lose a friendship of almost 30 years over this. I also feel like he's in an abusive situation, and it's very unfair. But I don't want to make his life more difficult either, so I'm not sure what to do. Wow, this is tough.
Yeah, it's a very complex situation. You know, it happens a lot where one of your friends, somebody that you really love and care about, is dating somebody that you don't approve on. Don't approve on could be from, I just don't like what they do for a living, to actually, I don't like what they do to you and how they abuse you. It's a complicated situation. And as you said at the beginning of this, like, I would love to have asked Rachel a couple of questions. How close is she to this friend? How much does she value this friendship over the truth and over speaking her truth? What I would say as a general rule, when you interfere for the right or the wrong reasons with your friend's relationship, you are putting the friendship on the line. Just take into account that you're risking the quality or the longevity of the friendship. A lot of the times, you know, in therapy, especially beginner therapist or novice therapist, what they do is they see an individual who is in a relationship, and they project their own idea of what the relationship should look like. And they become cowboys, like, you should break up, you should get divorced. But you must understand that relationships are very complex things. You just get a glimpse, you just saw a message, or you just saw one interaction. how do you know what's happening 99% of the other time?
Right.
You just don't have the window to what happens in the bedroom, outside of the bedroom, at the kitchen, on the at the dinner, when they go out, how they interact with their families, and so on and so forth. Mm. You don't know what need they're fulfilling in each other. So it's very difficult, and I would never advise anybody to judge any relationship. Just know that when you are confronted, I'm not saying don't speak to your friend. Listen, depending on how close you are to your friend, I would, to my best friend, I would have an honest conversation and say, this is the way I see things. This is what I think. This is my perspective. I will support you regardless, but this is the way I'm seeing things. But maybe to a much more distant friend or a colleague, I would really stay out of it because it's really not my place.
All right, well,
to say anything.
I mean, I'm just reading between the lines here, and that is dangerous. I agree with you. But this person, this Rachel's been friends with for almost 30 years. They basically see each other every week. It's totally platonic by the sounds of things. It's not as if she's a threat to the wife or she's trying to get romantically involved. It's her friend of 30 years. They sound like they're just good mates, you know?
But the wife sounds
a problem. Like the wife sounds like she's very controlling, and according to Rachel's email, doesn't sound like this woman is treating her husband very well.
But Dr. Hanan, this is an interesting thing. We were actually talking about this on my show on Friday, and we were talking about when you come in. So let's say in this case, Rachel is a lady with a male friend. But now a lady comes and there's a relationship. Now I believe, because I always say I'm very conservative. I say Rachel, and I'm not an expert, but I'd like to know your take. Rachel must realize her dimension to the guy, even if it's your best friend for 30 years, has to change because now that best friend slot is taken. This person has made a decision to be in a relationship. Now, what I believe is I always say now, especially with my lady friends, if you get a dude, I never want to see you without your partner. I know we're friends and whatever, but you've made a call now. I don't need stuff going on in the dude's mind because I know how guys think that he's ever thinking, even if we are just platonic friends, there are carnal sort of psychological drivers that I think people try and suppress, is that I don't need a dude thinking like that. I never want to see my female friends, even if we – and this happens. I don't want to see you without your partner if you have a boyfriend now for these very reasons. And it's an interesting thing for me to hear about from you.
Wow. What do you think of that?
Sure, look, I mean, the dynamics certainly changes. So take, as you said, a woman. She is best friends with a guy. The guy finds a girlfriend. The dynamic has to change. It has to shift because suddenly the guy has another woman in his life who he sees as a romantic partner, and she takes up space. So suddenly when Rachel used to go with her best friend out for coffee twice a week and go for a run once a week and go and, you know, spend whatever with them, she must understand that the other girl in her friend's life, the wife, needs that space. She needs that time. She needs that effort. So listen, the thing is that the dynamic will definitely have to change. But dynamics change all the time. You just communicate through it. So if rules of the game shift the moment the person, your best friend, gets married or has a girlfriend. Rules of the game change the moment they change a job. Rules of the game change the moment they leave the country. You know, like the rules of the game change all the time. It's really about communication and expectation. But I would say to Rachel, yes, to all the Rachels out there that have a best friend, suddenly they get married or they have a partner that doesn't treat them as well as you think they should. Depending on the level of your friendship, you speak up. You speak up with kindness and respect. Just understand that when you do speak up, you risk the friendship changing. You risk the friendship changing. Whether the other partner finds out or they don't find out, you risk the friendship changing because now your friend knows exactly what you feel about their partner. You know, but you get this. I'm sure you've heard of it. It's like your best friend breaks up with their partner and you go, yeah, they were nothing. They were rubbish or they were useless or they were just not good for you. And then they get back together.
Oh, yeah.
That happened to me.
No. Then you're the problem.
Oh. I lost a 15-year friend because of exactly that. 15-year friend, literally on like the Monday. Sorry, Dr. Hanan. That exact situation happened to me. On, I'd say, in the same week, he broke up with her, right? And then, obviously, back then we were a little younger. Yeah, bro, told you that chick. And then you can imagine a bunch of lads.
Yeah.
Some of the choice things we had to say. And then at the braai on the weekend, who's with her? Who's with him? At the braai on the weekend, that same weekend, there she is giving us daggers. And from that day, we've never been friends with that guy again.
It's game over.
I've got to
refer to something here. There are two questions that have come out of this. The first one, Dr. Hanan, if you can address this, is it possible for a guy and a girl to be truly platonic friends? In other words, is it possible for you to have... Okay, well, that's easily answered then. And the other one is from PJ. He says, are relationships natural for us humans? Why do they never last? Romantic, that is. Well, I mean, nothing ever lasts, right? So if you get a good 10 years or 20 years or even more than that out of a relationship, that's phenomenal. But nothing lasts forever. We don't last forever.
So, for sure. So to answer the first question, are platonic relationships possible? If the boundaries are clear, if the rules of the game are clear, you can have a very healthy relationship with many people. You get open relationships. You know, people that are in committed monogamous relationship will look at open relationship and go, how do they last?
Yeah.
I've seen couples in open relationships that are healthier, more robust, more interesting, more exciting, more trustworthy than many monogamous relationships. Because it all depends on the rules of the game. Are the rules of the game clear? Is every party playing by the rules? And if so, you can have a beautiful relationship, whether it's a couple or friendship. What was the second question again?
It was about this idea of relationships lasting forever, or why we even bother when nothing lasts. That's according to PJ.
You know what the problem? I'm sure you've read this. I'm sure you've read and heard about it. You know, I mentioned this maybe to you in private on the show. I don't remember. My oldest patient was a 94-year-old German woman, and she was telling me in one of the sessions, she said, "Hanan, when I was growing up, time was time." And I said to her, "What do you mean?" And she said, "Think about it. If I wanted to communicate with a friend of mine that lived in another province, I would write them a letter. It would take 2 weeks to get there. They would write me a response. It would take 2 weeks to get back. It would take a month to say, 'Hey, how are you doing? Fine, thanks, and you.' These days, God forbid you send a text. It's read and it's not responded to within the next 3 seconds. You can create World War VII with not responding or blue ticking someone. What's happening with the latest generation is that we are very much addicted to immediate gratification, to quick fixes. And the truth is, the reason why we're becoming addicted to quick fixes is because there's a lot of choice. If you don't answer with an SMS, I'll WhatsApp you. If you don't answer with WhatsApp, I'll email you. If you don't answer with email, you know, there's always options to satisfy and gravitate towards me immediately satisfying that need that I want, which is to contact you. So now the generation has become, we've got so many options and I can really satisfy that immediate gratification and translates and bleeds into relationships as well.
Right.
If you do not satisfy my needs, it's very easy. I just go on Tinder and I will satisfy my needs.
I'll find someone else.
So of course, within a split second, what did they do 20 years ago? You know, if my need wasn't satisfied, I'd have to have a conversation with you. It would be much more difficult. It would be many hoops to jump through in order to find somebody else. These days, you can have 5 dates, 5 nights of the week, not even leaving your bedroom.
Yeah, I've got a friend.
You can just swap.
I've got a friend. He literally schedules Tinder dates. He does one on a Tuesday, then on a Wednesday, then on a Thursday. I mean, ironically, he's now found a girlfriend, and it seems like he stopped that. But for a couple of weeks last year, that was what he was doing. He'd have to actually he was lining them up. He's like, okay, I'm going to see this girl on the Tuesday, then I'll see that one on the Wednesday, this one on the Thursday, that one on the Friday. I mean, the guy had, a plentiful supply by the looks of things. But also, this is where, and maybe we should address this in a future episode of this too, especially as we head to the end of the year. This is why this hookup culture is so toxic and so dangerous, because no one's actually getting what they want out of it. You may get the instant gratification stuff you're talking about, but this is where people just end up being so dissatisfied at a you know, at a complex and meaningful level. Because these things are fleeting. There's no real...
Yeah, but you don't have to commit.
But there's no real getting to know
anybody.
Because
you've got options.
You don't actually...
But why would I?
Yeah.
The moment you stop behaving, I just swipe right and I find somebody else.
Yeah, it's true.
You're very replaceable. Again, like 20 years ago, it would be much more difficult. These days, if you don't do as I expect you to do, then I just swipe right and I find somebody else that will do as I do. So, but to answer the question in a split second, relationships are the most natural thing. We survive in relationships. Now, I'm not saying romantic relationships. I'm saying friendships and civility. And society happens because we're connecting to other people. So relationships are natural, but you've got to change and communicate through the rules of the game in order to make it work.
I love it. It always seems like we don't have enough time. But please, if you've got a specific issue you want Dr. Hanan to address, because it's fine when we talk generally like this. And, you know, Rachel's email is very specific. But if you let us know whether there's this real problem you're dealing with in your life and you want us to help you unpack it, and Dr. Hanan's the expert, and you know, come on the show. We will make it really comfortable and easy for you. We're not here to like mock and ridicule and judge. And for all you know, you might be helping other people who are in a similar situation. So come on down, let us know, send us an email at contact@cliffcentral.com. Maybe you've also got someone at work who you're just not getting along with. I mean, maybe we can help you figure that out too. Doesn't always have to be in the personal realm. Doctor, thank you very much. Good to see you.
Nice to see you guys.
Have an awesome week, and we will catch up with you next week. Thanks, Dr. Hanan.
Lovely.
Cheers.
Bye, guys.
Bye. CliffCentral.com.